Message number 847. Its plan is to entice souls into a web of deceit by tugging at their hearts. Friday, July 19, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, I wish to explain about the Remnant Army. The Remnant Army is growing all over the world at this time. Many who do not know of these messages already gather, as the kernel of my church on earth is in danger of being eaten away. Many know the truth and can see the attempts which are being made to dilute my most holy word. All those favored by the light of the Holy Spirit will recognize the spirit of evil as it engulfs my church. The spirit of evil comes dressed with a veneer of humility. Its plan is to entice souls into a web of deceit by tugging at their hearts. Remember, the plan of Satan is to steal souls. Then know which souls he sets out to ensnare first. He will always try to destroy those who love me. He will ignore those he already infests, for he has already destroyed them. Never believe that evil shows itself in the most obvious way. This spirit of evil will entice souls by presenting a humble, soft, and caring front, for how else could good souls be persuaded of lies? I am the Savior of humanity, and I now intervene to bring you the truth. Nothing will stop me, but every wicked act will be inflicted upon this mission to save the world from desolation. Just as you, my beloved followers, walk forward, you will be dragged backwards by those who believe you blaspheme against the Word of God. Then, when you withdraw in silence and fail to fall into the demons' traps which they will set up to encourage you to defend my Word, they will taunt you. The graces given to my remnant army will be subtle but powerful, and with the help of the Mother of Salvation they will slaughter the beast and his cohorts. The battle for souls will not be pleasant, for make no mistake, the true colors of the enemies of God who say they come in his name will in time be revealed for what they are. Sadly for many, they will be blinded to the truth and will by then participate in satanic rituals of which they will be ignorant, so carefully camouflaged will they be. My voice will roar and roar amongst you, for I will never stop in my plan to bring you eternal life. No amount of human reasoning which results in the condemnation of my holy word through these messages can dilute the power of God. Your hatred for me will increase, and the anger which will engulf your souls comes from Satan, but you will believe that it comes from God. How can you be so blind? What rot has festered within you which makes you try to harm others? Pray that you do not alienate your neighbor against me. Pray that you seek out the truth before the devil possesses your souls. He is very powerful, and those whose souls have been weakened through the sin of pride will become willing vessels within which Satan and his fallen angels will reside. Wake up, all of you. The time for the Book of Truth to be opened has arrived. You must not only open the pages, you must open your hearts. Your Jesus.